Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Jake, good to see you, my friend.
Liam, good to see you, my friend.
How are you doing?
I'm very well. I have a slight sense of knotted stomach.
Go on. IBS?
Edinburgh Fringe Festival, man. It's fast approaching.
That's huge. How long are you up there for?
The whole month.
The entire month.
We're doing 25 shows. We're doing 24 shows across 26 nights, which is quite a lot. 11 p.m. till 1 a.m.
What venue?
Assembly Underground. God, just plugged it. Look at that. Yeah. I've just done a plug.
An accidental
call
plug.
Call me an electrician. I've just done a plug. it's going to be a lot, man.
And also, for people who don't know, your show's quite intense as well, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know if that's a selling point for people. If you like comedy and panic attacks, come and have a look at this.
Well, just be grateful it's at 11 p.m. and not 11 a.m.
It's a late night... It's a late night place for people to just let off some steam, I think.
Yeah.
But we've got. I was having a little look through our.
It is a quiz night. It's a quiz show.
It's a quiz show.
For people who might want to go and watch it.
And you could win some prizes as well.
Yeah. And there's also celebrity appearances, I believe, isn't there?
Yes, you're going to be doing some bits and bobs as well.
Suddenly,
people start buying tickets. Oh fuck, Liam's there. We've actually got quite a lot of friends of the pod that are going to be up there.
Friends of the pod.
Friends of the pod. Niall Gray's doing some stuff up there.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's hosting this. He's hosting this thing called, I can't remember what it's called, but essentially there's a fake wedding happening with two audience members.
Yeah.
And comedians come out and do best man speeches off the cuff.
Oh, and he's doing a bit of that.
He's hosting it.
Bit of improv.
He's hosting it.
He's the priest.
He's basically, yeah.
Wow. The cullerbund. Is that what it's called? What's it called?
The celebrant.
Celebrant. I got a bit torn in the middle of celebrant and cummerbund.
A cummerbund is in the thing on a tuxedo?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Or a Cumberland sausage.
Rajiv Khari is going to be up there. Dan Tiernan's got a late night show at like 10 o'clock, I think, up there. I think Sophie Garrod's got a great show. She's taking stuff up there. Sarah Roberts is doing a work in progress.
All friends of the pod.
All friends of the pod. BB Cave's got a show up there. Ali Woods. I think Kieran's going up. Hughes is doing free free fringe sort of thing.
Nice.
That you can go and see. Bella Hull has got a show up there.
Oh, we've had some amazing people.
It's amazing, isn't it?
We've been lucky to have all these wonderful comedians on the podcast.
Yeah, and it doesn't stop there. Daisy Doris May, who we're about to meet now, her show is literally before mine in the same venue.
No, people could double bubble.
You could double bubble. We've actually been told that we are, by the organisers, we think there's enough similarities for you guys to share confetti cannons. So, I mean, that is exciting in itself.
Double intensity.
I've not met her before, so this is going to be quite fun to meet her and be like, oh, we're going to be fringe neighbours.
She's a great sketch comedian.
Yeah.
She's got some really funny comedy characters. And we love a bit of sketch, don't we? Famously. Yeah,
have to now.
Literally.
If you stopped liking it now and it's become your livelihood, you'd be fucked.
Yeah. Well, should we go see Daisy and do a quiz?
Yeah, let's do it.
Joining our pub quiz team this week is a character comedian and drag king whose voice is a staple on one of the UK's biggest TV hits. It's Daisy Doris May. Welcome to the pub quiz.
Hi.
Can you tell us about the UK's biggest TV hit?
I was waiting for you.
For those who don't know,
there's a bit of a cliffhanger, babe.
For our listeners.
Well, no, why don't you give a little bit of it?
Oh, okay.
And let's see if people recognise it.
This is a restaurant like no other. These hopeful singletons are hoping to...
To hope.
You got any
guesses? Yeah, Naked Attraction. I know, it's brilliant.
No, no.
Oh,
that.
No!
Babe!
Oh, what have I done?
First Dates.
It's incredible.
First Dates. Do you know what? Fun fact, I actually wrote it down because my favourite show. I was I want to be the voice of First Dates. And then a year later, I got the audition.
You manifested that in a year?
I manifested
that's
it.
That's the sort of thing that people sort of, like, they write down when they're a kid. Like, one day, I want to voice... Paddington Bear, and then like 20 years later.
Honestly, it's actually never happened in my life.
Wow.
Can you manifest us winning this quiz?
Hang on. No, we're not going to win.
Okay, sure. Okay.
We're not going to win. It's realistic.
How did it... Cause, so, I don't know if you'll like me to say this, but my mum has applied recently to go on First Dates. Yeah. I don't know if you can get, like...
I reckon I've got some sway. Yeah.
How much input do you have in the show on a regular
basis? Absolutely none.
Okay, sure.
But the producers are lush, and I'm going to be like, I know who you need on the show.
Yeah.
How often do you
try? At the moment, I'm recording every week.
Wow.
Doing a new, the next two series. But it's actually a gorgeous show. You know what? I do love the fact that it doesn't, like, make fun of their
It celebrates.
Do you know what I mean? It's just.
You'd be good at the voiceover of that, actually.
Come on, then. Let's hear it. Take my job.
He's quite nonchalant, so it would be quite...
This is a restaurant like no other. Yeah.
This is a restaurant like no other.
Coming for my job.
Wow, that was very good.
That was brilliant.
I thought you were going to give it, well, this is apparently a restaurant like no other. We'll see about that, won't we?
It would turn into that after the first few.
It would be like one edge of cynical vibes.
I would overdo it with, this is a restaurant like no other. This is First Dates. And I think it would...
That's actually almost like Big Brother.
Yeah.
You'd
it's not
be
right.
great
yeah.
for Big Brother.
Yeah, it's very... Am I right at thinking with First Dates it's filmed all over? Or have they got one restaurant?
Well, at the moment it's Bath.
I thought it was, because I saw it the other day.
Yeah.
And there was a couple on it. I just asked you about this. I couldn't work out what was going on. It was a 24-year-old guy.
Yeah.
And like a 56-year-old woman.
Oh, it's quite spicy.
What's going on there?
It's quite spicy, isn't it?
I don't know. Because I don't make the show, remember? It's not my programme. You know, it's like, that's such like an auntie question. Like, hang on, Daisy or no?
Do you agree with that? Do you agree with the...
Listen, age is...
I'm joking,
age
don't need
is
to answer
number.
That. Yeah, that's true.
That's quite a spicy age gap, though, isn't it?
What's Merlin's vibe?
I've never met him.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm literally the voice.
I only got you on this podcast so you could get my mum on
Who
first dates.
Who do you think
dates?
I am? I love it. Right?
How do you feel about your mum applying for First Dates?
I mean, do you know what? I think that, I used to work in reality TV as a producer, and I sort of know that things, well, the contestants are there to be entertainment, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, if they embarrass themselves, that's their own fault.
Yeah.
Whereas I do think Daisy's right. On First Dates, they do... At least in the edit, it does appear that they're trying to look after them.
Mm.
And
yes.
they're trying to sort of like show them in a good light, I think. I don't know.
Also, like, your mum's, she's a legend, isn't she?
Yeah, how did you know?
I just got the feeling.
You just got the feeling.
She's a legend.
Yeah,
and she's
also
like...
You'll meet her in Edinburgh.
Oh my God, can we speak about, you know, that we're next to each other in the same venue?
Me and Daisy back to back.
I'm before.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm
so your show starts
you.
At...
9:50
at Assembly Underground. Go and check her out, and then stay there to see me do Not Another Quiz Night immediately afterwards.
It's fun night.
So, whether you're coming to Not Another Quiz Night or doing the Pub Quiz Pod, are you a good addition to a quiz? Are you a liability? What are you bringing to the party?
I'm bringing energy,
sure,
enthusiasm, and zero knowledge.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's not
energy and enthusiasm was on the way for a full house of quite shit at quizzes.
It's going to be minimal additions
in
terms of actual wealth of knowledge.
Yeah.
There's going to be none of that.
What is your specialist subject?
I'm good at knowing certain facts.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I know weird facts because the last show I did...
Good at dodging questions as well, by the looks of it. Very good at dodging questions.
Steve's TED Talk, How to Flirt, basically the whole show... Well, there was a big section of the show where I asked the audience for facts.
Mm.
So now I know loads of facts,
but
I don't retain information.
Well, okay, well, let's get on to facts, shall we? Because
yeah,
we like to ask our guests for a fact.
Yeah.
Have you got a couple for us?
Yeah, I've got a couple.
Oh, let's
see them.
Oh, and I also forgot to say I've brought glasses.
Would you feel better if we were wearing glasses for the whole episode?
That's why you've got me here.
Well, let's get them out.
I've got glasses.
Well, that's what you're bringing to the episode, glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
I have got no knowledge, but I've got some geeky glasses. They're not going on until the questions come out.
Oh, okay.
They'll be here waiting for us.
Wow.
How many have you got?
We've got
three.
Some real array of big, chunky, gorgeous glasses.
Yeah, they're like aunties.
They're very Edna Mode from
The
Incredibles. Yeah, they're gorgeous. What is the most interesting fact that you know that you've brought for us today?
Okay, well, I love the fact that one in four mammals is a bat. There's a lot of bats in the world.
Wow.
There's loads of bats, man. There's loads.
One in four mammals in the world is a bat?
Yeah. It's a lot of bats.
Oh, see our producer furiously typing. He's either looking at or having a wank. I don't know what's going on.
And also, can I give another?
Please, yeah, yeah, please. We're all day.
Crows hold their own funerals for their loved ones. They collect things and they hold like ceremonies.
I suppose it's a bit. Is it a bit? Is that open to interpretation? No. Is it like
Google it?
Google it.
Can we Google it?
Get off Pornhub. Oh, there we go.
You didn't even believe me, Ben.
It's just getting out of Googling it.
You didn't even believe me. Also,
I love our fact check. It's just that bloke there, like, yeah, heard that before.
Yeah, can we check that, please?
Heard that before, yeah.
Also, kangaroos have got 3 vaginas. I don't know why I got shy halfway through the fact.
You said vagina like my mum would say. Well, vagina.
Which you'll see on first dates very soon.
I stopped myself. I nearly said vajay. I don't know.
Vajay?
I don't know what came across me.
Do you know what I don't like? Nun.
No, I don't like nun.
Nun.
I don't
like nun.
I don't love nun.
It's a bit of a kid's thing, nunny.
I don't love fanny.
Don't love fanny?
No. I can't believe we're here. I'm sorry that I'm the that took us here.
I would say my favourite fact of those has got to be 1 in 4 mammals is a bat.
We're locking that one in.
Absolutely brilliant.
Thank you so much. That's why I'm here.
Do you have a team name for us as well?
85 different reasons why you're here. Why am I here? Enthusiasm. Why am I here? Glasses. Why am I here? Mammals and bats.
I've got a name that I was... like really proud of, and then I asked my brother coming here, who's a big quiz fan, goes to him all the time.
Wow. Daisy's brother, you're a nerd.
Shout out Freddie May. And he was like, don't say that.
What is it?
It's overrated, like everyone comes up with this name.
I thought it was so original.
It's gonna be
Quizzy Rascal.
Oh, it's Quizzy Rascal.
Is it really?
Is it really?
I was also so ready to list the rest of them that would come up. Do you know what? Freddie May, yeah, you're spot on. You gave your sister some good advice.
This is an absolute nightmare. Wait, so I don't want to pick that one.
You can pick it. Do you know what? We can pick it. Why not? We've not had it before.
No, I don't want to be...
We've not had it before. It's just what you hear out and about in the
well,
quiz
it's
world.
Either that or it's an ode of Steve Porter's, my alter ego.
Yeah.
Who's obviously a woking uni, like, fresher.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're just the woking... Steve Porter's Woking Uni Freshers.
Woking Uni Freshers?
Yeah.
Woking Uni Freshers.
Woking. Is it what you said?
Woking.
Woking.
He's a sorry boy.
He's in the place.
Woking Uni Freshers.
Yeah, it's shit, isn't it?
Let's just
see Rascals. I knew you just fell over. Yeah,
That's what I'm here for, falling over. Quizzy Rascals.
We're Quizzy Rascals.
So, I don't know if you know this, but every week we get a real pub quiz sent in by a real pub quiz master from somewhere in the country. We don't know who it is. We don't know what the questions are. Our producers have had a look through and they've reassembled the quiz. Today, our quiz master, this is very fitting, seeing as we're both at Edinburgh together. It's a quiz from Edinburgh. It's the return of James, who sends in his quizzes from the home bar in Edinburgh. His quiz is on Wednesdays at 8. We could go together.
Let's actually go.
Yeah, everyone.
When we did that at James's quiz.
Although, you're doing that Irish accent again. We should actually go now. So the round one of James, thanks for sending your quiz in again. We're looking forward to seeing you in person, actually.
That's exciting.
What time's your show, though?
Oh, yeah.
9:50.
Oh, I'll be all right. You can make that.
I can warm up my brain.
Go along for James. First half, anyway.
James, if you're happy to warm up Daisy's brain, she'll be there for the whole month. Round one is pop music. I think we'll
popular
be,
music.
You'll be good at that, right?
Popular. I don't actually do pop, but I do more like... I'm kind of like in the dinosaur era of 07.
Your dress sense is very misleading.
I'm like,
I have to say.
I know it is.
You burst in the room and I'm thinking, well, there's someone who's going to know about pop music.
I mean, I know. Can you guess what dance this is?
Bye, bye, bye.
No, close.
Vogue?
Britney,
okay.
I can teach you. We'll get onto that later. But yeah, pop I don't actually listen to. But let's go.
Okay. You're pop music.
I'm not a brat. Like I don't.
Are you not a brat?
No, I don't. I don't actually.
It's a podcast, so you will have to say it.
I don't actually like that kind of music.
It's an ASMR podcast now.
I am the person that when you say what kind of music do you like, I say it's horrible. A little bit of everything.
I don't think I've ever asked anyone what music they like, and the answer hasn't been a little bit.
What
of everything.
Else you meant to say?
I think it's because people don't want to be pigeonholed.
You say a little bit of everything, don't you?
No, this is not
I pop. Do not do, I don't do rock or like techno, but I love house.
You don't do, sorry, you don't do rock, techno or pop?
Well, some pop I do, like old pop, like Jamiroquai, like, do you know what I mean? Like before
feels
2000.
Feels just like it should.
That was amazing. Before 2015, before that, all pop, like Jamelia Superstar, Kylie, George Michael. I don't know, just like now, like current pop music, I'm not jamming with.
Well, it just changed, doesn't it, pop music? It's just popular music, isn't it? So what is popular at the time changes. It's not really like...
The Beatles were pop music.
Yeah, the Beatles were pop music.
It's but
that's
pop
very
music,
different
yeah.
to Olivia Rodrigo.
I've still got high hopes. So five questions. What's question number one, Liam?
The title of which 2003 top 10 single originated from Jack White's mispronunciation of Salvation Army as a child? Oh, Seven Nation Army.
That is like a stag anthem, isn't it?
I tell you what, that's a good question. First one, you sort of want to be one that people can get.
Yeah. And also, kicking off with a chance is good.
And also, that's a nice little fact, where it originates from.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
His mispronunciation.
That is nice, James. I appreciate you doing that. Yeah. You've put the fact in and then you get a little bit of a... You get the
it's
answer
a bit of
and you
a
get
gem.
A bonus as
yeah,
well.
Fact in there. Oh, that's interesting.
Question number two.
In 2007, which singer banned fans from bringing umbrellas to her gigs?
Surely Rihanna.
Oh, I was going to put Gene Kelly umbrella. Singing in the rain.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, yeah.
But is that too obvious?
No, I think
that's it.
And wait, when did that song come out?
I reckon it was about 2007.
About 2007.
Yeah.
Do you think?
So I bet, everyone was bringing them to her gigs.
Everyone was bringing, and then
people couldn't see because it's just.
And then she, after the gig, she'd be like, I've got bloody bad luck happening.
I've got a lot
of bad luck since his umbrella's been lit up in the indoors. Great, Rihanna, we're on a roll. We're on an absolute roll.
We don't know if it's right, do we?
We do. I think that's right. You've got to be confident on me.
Meggy Nora over here.
Good character. You'll see that in Edinburgh. Meggy Nora's back.
Meggy Nora's there.
Question number three.
Barbara Millicent Roberts was the subject of a 1997 UK number one hit single by which group? Who is Barbara Roberts?
Barbara Millicent Roberts.
What was like a massive hit, 1997? Can we remember? Barbara. What era is that?
Let me just... the era would probably be late 90s.
Oh my god.
Oh, bloody hell. I didn't come on this to be insulted.
Bloody hell.
Barbara Millicent Roberts.
90s.
What if it was like someone's, you know, like that song? Because you're gorgeous.
Yeah.
It might have been like a song about someone.
Well, 97, you sort of.
You just wanted to sing.
Yeah, it was quite good, wasn't it?
Because you knew that you sounded good.
thank you very much.
That was just really
time to shine. Does a lot of that.
There's a lot of that.
After 30 episodes,
yeah, sort of
less blown away by the singing. Sort of a little bit like.
It's in my ear again, is it?
Yeah, straight air again. Yeah.
Let's just think. Hang on, Steps.
Could
that be like that time?
She's Electric?
Why do you think that would be about?
I don't know. They've given. I don't know.
Do you want to
also,
sing
I think
it?
That was a bit.
No. I'm not singing for another two episodes now. just the two.
Yeah.
Ego.
Sorry, I meant rounds. I don't know, guys. Such a shame because I thought we were on the road for five out of five.
Barbara. Wheatus.
Maybe. Teenage Dirtbag. Do we just sing it?
Isn't it like?
Should we just put a pin in it and just
put a pin in
come
it.
Back to just do, let's do the last two questions and
put
see.
A cheeky thing.
Question number four: which ABBA hit single has 10 words in its title but only a total of 15 letters?
Okay, so we've got money, money, money.
Ooh,
that
it is.
Is it
10 words? Well, that's no. 3 words. Money, money, money.
Yeah, 10 words. 10 words. Sorry, I thought I was doing letters. I was doing letters.
Mamma Mia.
Don't they do the song where it's like a two-letter
You've started
word.
Whispering again. Daisy it's thinks we're at a real quiz and there's another team going to cheat on us. Shh, don't fucking tell them. They're the producers.
They're the producers, yeah.
They've gone shy.
Just because they've got the same bit of paper.
You have not gone shy.
Hang on, ABBA.
Oh, hang on. I just realised we haven't put glasses on.
Oh, yeah. Get the glass on. That might help.
This is what's gone wrong.
So I say thank you
for the music.
What have we got?
I don't know if it's...
Dancing Queen, we've got...
Chiquitita?
What's that song? What's the title?
Take a Chance on Me.
10 words in its title.
We're going to have to put a pin in it.
Oh my God, I can't bear it.
Just putting a pin in the old quiz.
We're putting so many bloody pins in it, it's like a fucking voodoo doll.
Anything other than just admitting we don't know it.
Yeah. Okay, number five.
In a 2010 performance at the White House, which Beatles song did Paul McCartney serenade the First Lady with?
Michelle. She's called Michelle Obama, and he sang the song Michelle. Do you want me to sing it?
I genuinely don't know the song, so if you could, that would be nice. But just normal volume.
Normal volume? Me.
That's lovely.
Michelle, my belle. Sunday morning.
Michelle Moybell? Yeah,
is this a bit. True story?
That's true, yeah.
Don't know about that.
Michelle
Moybell. What was
French, sorry. The French version is Michelle My Bell. In English, that would be Michelle My Bell, which is horrible. Horrible thing to have said.
Done.
Barrack's in the chair in the corner.
You know what Barrack's up to?
What?
You heard that rumour about Barrack?
Having an affair with Jennifer Aniston?
Having an affair with Jennifer Aniston?
No. That's not true.
That is true. If you were to have an affair with one of the friends from Friends,
just still thinking of ABBA, so I would love to answer, but my brain is still with ABBA.
Yeah, the answer's gone through, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so we put a... Go on.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's surely, really, really good. That's really, really good. That's really good.
I do.
That's fucking... Brilliant!
It would be I do 5 times. Wait, yeah, and 15 letters.
That's really, really good.
I do.
You knew it was in there.
Six times. Is that right?
Don't talk yourself out of the answer now.
It's right.
Daisy, that's a brilliant answer. Hang on a minute. We're now on for maybe 5 out of 5 again. Barbara Millicent Roberts was the subject of a 1997 UK number one hit single by which group?
I don't think we're going to get it. No. Should we just put a band on it? Who might have had a UK number one in the late 90s?
Who could have had a UK number one?
Let's go with... I mean, what? Oasis doing stuff then?
Yeah, Stick him in.
And it's topical.
I think we're going to get 4 out of 5 on this.
Okay, let's do the answers. So, the title of the 2003 top 10 hit single, which originated from Jack White's mispronunciation of Salvation Army as a child, was Seven Nation Army.
Well done. Really well done.
By
White Stripes.
White Stripes, nice, yeah,
lovely. 2007, which singer band fans from Ringing Umbrellas to her gigs?
Riri.
Rihanna.
Get
was
in.
It? Yes!
The band came following the success of the single Umbrella. She feared fans might hurt themselves or others.
Fair.
Take someone's eye out with that.
Barbara Millicent was the subject of a 1997 UK number one hit single by which group? I think we're going to kick ourselves.
Go on.
Oh no.
It's Aqua. Barbie single girl. Being Barbie Girl.
Barbie Girl.
Barbie must be called.
That's her
Barbara.
Full name. Gosh. That's her full name.
I watched the Barbie movie as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
Now we should have got that. Well done, James.
We really should have got that. Yeah. Well got done, James. Us. You got us, James!
God damn it!
You're proud of yourself.
Daisy, this is really impressive. You have a hit single with 10 words but 15 letters.
Well
I
done.
Do, I do, I do, I do, I
really,
do.
Really, 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 really good.
I wish That's you great. Could, like, capture our faces right now.
They are capturing them right now.
Oh.
On the cap.
Yeah. All right.
We put out social clips.
We'll be putting out.
Okay. Okay
capturing
then.
Face and voice.
All right then. I forgot about that.
That's so
I
funny.
Was really. I was just, you know, feeling quite smug.
Yeah,
in that
yeah you showed. It was a brilliant answer.
And the 2010 performance at the White House by Paul McCartney, he serenaded Michelle Obama with
face.
Michelle.
Get in. 4 out of 5 is very. I'm,
should we have a little pause of this?
I'm going to have a pause of the glasses just because I'm getting small headache.
Just have a little moment.
I don't know how you work. No, well, yeah, you've taken the lensless ones.
We could take the lens glasses out.
Do you have lens in them?
Oh, yeah, that would help, actually. Thank you very much.
You're right, Eugene, you seem a bit sort of distressed here.
Yeah, because I was just going a bit like, whoa.
Get a migraine.
Honestly, I really think that we've got...
I like them, actually.
They really suit our characters.
So, round two is film. How are you on film, Daisy?
I would say I'm going to be a little bit average, but I love watching film.
What's your favourite film?
Probably Leon.
Bit of everything.
I love a bit of Luc Besson. But then I loved it. I love Toy Story, Finding Nemo. That's my go-to.
I feel you have quite an eclectic range then. You've got sort of quite niche stuff and then Disney.
Yeah. No, I think you're going to be good.
I feel good
about
it.
Should we do it?
What
go on,
you?
Jake.
What's your favourite film?
My favourite film?
Yeah.
Probably Hitch, Will Smith. I watched Hitch with Will Smith. Me and my friend Greg, who I still live with now. I met him at school when I was 11. And we still live with each other now. Going well. And
fucking hell, this is a long way to get to his favourite film.
And we would
bloody hell.
We'd spend every weekend at each other's house having a sleepover, and we'd always go to sleep watching the film Hitch because we thought it would give us advice on like how to talk to girls.
Did it help?
Well, we live together, so no.
That's a shame.
All right, so round two. I hope the Hitch stuff comes up.
Oh my God.
Question number one. The Georgian Olympic archer Katuna Lorig taught Jennifer Lawrence archery for her role in which film franchise? It's got to be the...
Oh, Hunger Games.
Great. Question number two. Standard industrial yellow paint bought from a hardware store was used to paint the bricks in which classic movie?
Wizard of Oz.
Gotta be. Oh, gotta be.
Surely.
Storming through it.
Surely.
But if I know James like I think I do, the first two he puts in there to sort of like settle your nerves.
To make you feel good.
Yeah.
He's making us feel
And then suddenly
crazy.
Everyone's arses clench at number three because it all gets quite... Well, speaking of which, the Golden Shred. The Golden Shred Company reported a 24% increase in the sales of marmalade following the release of which 2014 movie?
Paddington.
Paddington.
Yeah. Yes.
Could we be on for a 5 out of 5? Question number four. What creatures feature in the highest grossing movie of 1993?
What creatures feature? What creatures? Oh, okay, wait. When does Lord of the Rings come out?
Oh, I'll tell you what.
Hang on.
Tell you what,
dwarfs aren't creatures.
My mum was telling me
no,
this.
No, I think they're goblins.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
My mum was telling me the other day that when she was pregnant with me, she went to she couldn't get. I was late. She went to see Jurassic Park to try and fight the baby out. Yeah, my mum was pregnant with me.
Yeah. Congrats.
Thanks. And
congrats.
She, one day I hope to return the favour. And she.
That'll be some 23-year-old on first dates in a few months.
She was pregnant with me, and then she like, I was so late. She was like, "I'm going to scare the baby out." So she went to see Jurassic Park. Worked, got home.
No
labor.
Way.
And that was in 1993.
That was just spicy food.
That was in 1993.
So dinosaurs.
So
which
I think dinosaurs
feature. Well done.
Oh, amazing.
Dinosaurs.
Sorry, I the story was to help with the question.
Yeah.
I love your quick spelling, not dino. It's
I basically Dior. I do the first letter and then just go,
Dior.
Question number five. 40 barrels of fake blood were utilised in the opening battle scene of which 1998 war movie?
Not War Horse, because there wasn't actually much blood there, was it?
Of course, it wasn't Inside Out because there wasn't much blood at all in that one, was there?
Oh my God! Okay, what about?
Tell you what didn't have a lot of blood. Casper the Friendly Ghost. Already dead.
I don't think it's Friends because that's what film.
Like, what's making it okay is his glasses.
Yes.
What about someone like Saw? Or like a horror film.
I don't know if that's a war film.
Yeah, it's a war film. Daisy, you're breaking my heart here because every time you get knocked down, you literally physically pick yourself back up, come running at the question, miss out another word of it, hit another brick wall, and then fall back down again. I want to help so much.
Oh my God, I'm actually, you know, me having my. You have a moment and you zoom out and you understand who you are as a human. Like, I now understand why, like, my entire life teachers have just been like,
this is what we want
from
this podcast.
Just read the question. Because it's so much information to take
it
in.
It is.
It's like the 1998 part, the war part, the movie part, but together it's so much.
You're right, though. Teachers always said at school, didn't they? Read the question.
Yeah, always
like,
they always
it, but now
said
it all makes sense. It does, like, this is why.
The thing that really pissed me off, actually, about exams at school was, oh, and remember, turn it over because there might be a question on the back. Why are you doing that? Just print them all single-sided. Why are we printing them double-sided? Just to have a trick.
Added challenge.
Just to have an added trick.
Yeah.
Right then, what war films?
Well, I think it might be Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a war film. I think it came. Don't sigh, Daisy. This is the thing. You've sighed and rolled
I'm
your eyes.
I'm just annoyed that.
It could be Saw.
You could say something could that equally embarrasses yourself, but there you come with the good answers.
No, but you got I do.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
And also, bless Liam, he's there in the background going, could be Saw.
Could be Saw.
Do you know what? Let's put Saw.
You know what?
No, let's not actually put it,
but let's just, you know, remind ourselves that I said it. So we're going Private Ryan.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good about this section.
Yes, I'm feeling good about that.
I feel we've got a 5 out of 5.
Can you tell me the name of bonus question that I've just come up with? Can you tell me there's a very famous porn parody of Saving Private Ryan?
I know it, but...
Do you know it?
I do want to hear Daisy's answer.
Saving Private... And then is it a cheeky word?
Parts.
It's Shaving Ryan's Privates.
Oh.
It's a bit of fun, isn't it?
It's a bit of fun.
It's a bit of fun. It's not hurting anyone. So
I wonder how many people are going to Google that after this. Anyway.
Well, both our listeners, maybe.
Yeah.
I will be.
Yeah. So, 4 out of 5 in the first round. If we got a 5 out of 5, you'd be part of a increasingly not that exclusive, but still very exciting club.
Oh, my days.
Question number one. The archer that taught Jennifer Lawrence for which film? It was The Hunger Games.
Yes.
Question number two. The Yellow Bricks. Well done, Liam. Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Question number three. The Golden Shred Company reported 24% increase of sales of marmalade. It was Paddington.
Paddington. Yes.
Lovely answer. Question number four. Dinosaurs was indeed the correct answer.
Oh, my days.
And number five. Oh, 40 Barrels of Fake Blood. It was Saw. Can you believe it? I feel like a fool. You know what? I feel like a fool now in these.
You actually...
It was Saving Ryan's Privates!
No,
it was Saving Ryan's Privates!
Saving Ryan's Privates.
That was a genuine accident.
I actually think we need a crew celebratory dance.
Yes,
it's a hard word to say. What we're going to do is straight arms up and then this.
And just
needs to be a lot straighter and still with the face,
okay,
no
wait.
Smile.
Wait, okay. So we'll do it on the moment that I say 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
We got 5 out of 5. Sorry about the smell.
Did you see what just happened to me? You missed it.
What did I do?
I knocked my own glasses off. We need to do it again.
We just got 5 out of 5.
Were you looking down the lens, yeah?
That felt good.
That felt really good. I did worry I smelled
it. That was good. That was good.
Guys, 9 out of 10 possible answers. We're flying through
Daisy,
this quiz.
Daisy,
this is really, really good.
This is really good.
It's at this point where we like to take a break from the high-intensity quizzing and find out everything about you, Daisy. I think we should talk first and foremost about the show. Tell us, what is it in Edinburgh? What is it? Where is it? What can people expect?
Not doing quick.
Serious time now.
So let's get serious. No, yeah. It's called Big Night Out.
Big time.
And it's the first time I'm doing all three of my alter egos in the same hour.
And your alter egos are?
Hans Off, who's like a German party boy, you know, he loves the VIP life. It's a minimal house music.
Yeah.
Minimal, it's not even there.
Yeah, sure.
It's just silence. So that is Hans, who was born in the Cloakroom Kyoto Berghain. Oh, he's cookie. You're one of his ex-boyfriends, you should know. Then you've got the divine Karen Moonstone. Now, Karen is a self-appointed guru.
Yes.
She's got anger management issues. She's going to be holding a complaining ceremony. Emily. And Karen is just love light and lymphatic drainage. She's living her best life. She's making her stage debut. But her... My husband finds her the most jarring one because she's got a wig that I've never changed since she's like been created. And on my honeymoon, Karen came.
Really?
And he was not happy about it. He just saw me like floating around the Airbnb as Karen. He was like, what is she doing on my honeymoon? So anyway, that's Karen.
Yeah.
And then we've got Steve. Steve Porters, a.k.a. Lockup, your daughters. Legendary iPod DJ, self-taught feminist from just the outskirts of London. Guildford, sorry. So, yeah. Dusty, still living with his mum, big up Rosa. And yeah, absolute ladies man, has slept with about one and a half. I think I'm Steve. Are you Steve?
I think I'm Steve.
You and Steve are going to be boys.
Do you know when you get like, fucking up, am I Steve?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm looking for. Am I fucking Steve?
Steve is like the character that I've done Edinburgh the last two. And he's like, I don't know, like there's the thing with Steve is that he's human, he makes mistakes, he says the wrong thing at the wrong time, but he's like, doing his best, you know? Mm-hmm. And he's got a heart of gold. He's, I love being Steve. Like, he's my secret favourite. Well, not secret anymore, is it?
Shit. Do they interact with each other?
That would be hard. Because I haven't figured that out. When you watch a show, then you can help me create some magic.
I can't wait to see it.
No, but they are all in the same vicinity and they do kind of connect in certain ways. And yeah, it's like the first time I've like tried to put them all together. It's a logistical nightmare.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's extremely exhausting, but lots of fun.
Hey, so on our lovely research that gets done by our producers.
Oh my God, who's been stalking me?
They find quotes and things like that, and then there's a quote knocking about that says, "You're touted as the next Catherine Tate." What do you think when people say that?
Outrageous.
What do you think when people say that sort of stuff?
I mean, Catherine Tate is one of like the most legendary character comedians.
It's an exciting
so like
to be,
I will take that with
yeah.
and run with it. I love her. I think she's amazing and is a pioneer of all of that stuff.
Have you met the pony?
No, I've never met her. Yeah.
Well, Catherine, if you're listening,
yeah. Oh my days, yeah, I love on the pod. Her. I love.
We don't want you on the pod. Send a quiz in.
yeah, I do love. I am obsessed with characters, with voices.
Was it always character stuff, or were you doing stand up in a more traditional sense?
No, I've never done stand up.
Oh, right.
Only like recently am I comfortable enough to being like, yeah, I'm kind of a comedian, but I love doing the characters and like bringing them to stage was a whole thing. Because I actually became a drag king, I suppose, in lockdown. I was living by myself, going mental, and I created, this is so geeky. I basically had a timetable for like my own sanity, and like it would be Monday morning, Steve. Monday afternoon, Karen. Tuesday morning, Hans off. Then I'd have, there's other characters as well. Michael Hunt, Toddy, Minty, all these other people. And I would block these afternoons where I would just
become... And you'd just be them. You'd just be them for the afternoon or the morning.
Yeah.
I would film
some stuff, mainly just for like my mates to make us like giggle in that time. I mean, as I'm speaking now, I'm like, that's unwell.
That's brilliant.
No, that's like I don't feel happy enough.
The Edinburgh show.
It was like a creative time for me because I'm very good at overbooking myself. I'm like, I never just chill out, sit still. So for me, that time, as hard as it was and as sensitive as it is even today, bringing up that time for a lot of people, for me, it was...
It was bloody brilliant.
It drove me mental, and I was like, it was a real challenge not seeing anyone for 2 months. But it was good for me to, like, just do nothing. Mm. And just to, like, hang out with my own company for the first time.
What is the process of coming up with a character like for you?
Well, Hans, I found this... Well, first of all, the voice.
Okay.
And everything else comes after that.
Right.
But for Hans, I actually found a harness under my bed. Oh, cheeky. And a beret. And I was just like, I just became Hans. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then I got into the queue. You remember when we had to queue for the supermarkets? So Hans went to the front of the queue and he said, I'm on the guest list. To the bouncer, like the guy, the security, and he was like, what, are you like NHS gang or something? He was like, no, I'm just Hans off. And he was like, he just laughed at me. Everyone in the queue thought I was this real person. This is my local Sainsbury's.
Really?
And so things like that just made me giggle in quite a weird time of all of our lives. So it's been a fun ride.
Amazing.
Daisy, tell everyone again where they can see you in Edinburgh and where they can see you online.
So I'm doing Big Night Out which is at 9:50 in our venue.
Our venue.
Edinburgh Assembly.
We've set it up together. Underground. Just so that we can do a show.
And then I'm doing my first UK tour after in October. So I'm going to Brighton, Bristol. I should know.
Are you going to be up in Manchester?
I'm going to Manchester.
I live up in Manchester. I'd love to come and watch. Is it September you're up there?
Yeah.
I'd love to watch.
And actually, I'm doing...
That's one ticket sold. That's,
mate, I'm smashing it. See you there. That's all I need now. I'm going to Glasgow. So yeah, I'm doing a little thing. And then I'm going to South Africa. I work with a...
Quick detour.
Well, first my husband's South African, but I work with a comedian called Skulk Bezadenhout. And so we're going to do shows in Johannesburg and Durban.
Wow.
So yeah, November. So a fun little year.
Really fun little year. And the Pub Quiz Pod as well.
Oh my God, highlights.
My God.
Well, Daisy, back to the quiz.
Okay.
It is going well for us. We are seriously, seriously in the running for a big score here. The final round is, he's kept it broad, old James. It's general knowledge.
Oh God.
Well, you feel good about that, don't you? You have such a broad array of characters. I feel like you have a broad array of knowledge. You'd be great.
Yeah.
So, question one for the final round. Decades ago, American oil workers in the Persian Gulf discreetly added vodka to their orange juice while on the job. What tool did they use to stir this? I think I know this.
Do you?
Yeah, because an orange juice and vodka is called a screwdriver. And again, that is our wonderful quizmaster giving us some... an extra little fact.
Yeah, James, I have to say, James, this is one of my favourite quizzes.
I think this is a really good quiz, without being too pretentious.
Discreetly,
it's coincidental, isn't it, that we like the quizzes that we tend to do well at as well.
Yeah.
It's one of my favourites, this one, 10 out of 10.
Question number two. In 1993, which French fashion designer was working on a shoe design sketch when he spontaneously grabbed his assistant's red nail polish and coloured in the sole of the shoe?
Oh, Louis Vuitton.
Oh, is it?
Oh, no, wait.
No, Louboutin.
Hang on.
Louboutin.
No, that I just
French
that's not right. Hang on, hang on, hang on. Who's got the red?
It's Louboutins.
Louboutin.
Louboutin.
Can you tell that I'm not a designer guy?
It's not Louis. Yeah, there's two.
There's two things going on here.
There's Louboutin. It's Louboutin. I think it is.
We're locking it in.
They've made it sound like just like a complete moment of inspiration. He just spontaneously grabbed his assistant's red nail.
Oh, give me that. Yeah,
it was.
Oh, it's genius. It's genius. We're going Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, Vuitton.
What are we saying is the answer?
I think it's Louis Vuitton.
We are not saying the words correctly. As long as we know that.
V or
that
B.
We are not.
Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton. This is wrong. It's something like that. But Christian.
Grumurthy?
Why do I think Christian? No. But it's Christian Dior, isn't it? I don't do designers. This is embarrassing. No. When my girl sees. Like it's gonna be
really. Is it really gonna be bad?
It's gonna be a bad moment. It's gonna be laugh at me.
Question three: which American fast food chain uses a stylized portrait of the founder's daughter as their logo?
Could it be Starbucks? That sort of mermaid-y thing with the hair.
Wendy's. That's good.
Wendy's.
It's Wendy's.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it?
Yeah, she's a little ginger girl with with her hair tied like that, with little blue.
Pigtails
and freckles.
Okay.
Really?
It's Wendy's.
Yeah.
Do you get Wendy's in the UK now?
You do. There's a dark kitchen near me on Uber Eats that does it.
A trawler named the Sevic appears on the packaging of which brand of strong menthol lozenges?
It's not Strepsils, is it? What's on Strepsils?
A trawler.
Is it? is it? I know it.
This is actually giving me. I'm in a silly mood.
I think it's a fisherman's friend.
Fisherman's
Friend. Which is a funny name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fisherman's Friend.
I think it's a fisherman's friend because a trawler is someone who trawls
like a fishing.
The fish, right?
Yeah. No, that's really good.
Finally.
So 40 members of parliament, several members of the royal family, and numerous show business personalities all perished in a fire at which London building?
So, James. James, we're having such a lovely time.
Yeah,
We've been asking questions about Louboutins and Wendy's and Fisherman's Friends, and you've asked a question about a massive house fire with what looks like scores of casualties.
Several members of the royal family.
In March 1925.
I have no idea. God, what are you... Right, what a left turn.
Which London building?
Hang on, let's just think.
Parliament?
Who were those... Like, where are they hanging out? Where are they hanging out?
Parliament, I guess.
I think it's got to be somewhere
a fire at which London building.
There's got 40 of them. It's got to be a parliament thing, isn't it?
But then it feels a bit obvious to go Houses of Parliament.
Yeah, about like a Royal Opera House. Some not quirky.
Oh, that's quite a good idea.
That's not a bad idea, that.
That's a good, or like a theatre? Like is there like a famous
theatre?
Or
is it like a hotel, like the Ritz or something?
Let's all say what's in our first thing in our head. I'll just say House of Parliament.
Cripes, I don't know.
We'll come to... Cripes?
Cripes.
We'll come to you, Liam.
I will say the... what's one of the top theatres in London?
Drury.
Or the Royal Opera House. Quite
Royal
a
Opera House.
Drury Lane Theatre. Oh, that's the far London was in Drury Lane, wasn't it? Well, you think Royal Opera House, and you said Royal Opera House.
I'm knocking in with Royal Opera House.
Royal Opera House it is.
Brain's gone blank.
I've written ROH, but don't worry, I know what it means. Okay.
I think we've got two right here, by the way.
Are you joking?
I think we've done better.
I think we've done four out of five there.
What do you think?
So... The American,
leggy, Nora.
I know.
The American oil workers in the Persian Gulf added vodka to their orange juice and they stirred it with a screwdriver. Well, it's one for one.
So suddenly we're at the semi-finals of Wimbledon.
Very, very nice, lovely stuff.
In 1993, the French fashion designer who just spontaneously went, give me that red nail varnish, bam, 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 it's genius. That was...
Louboutin.
Christian Louboutin.
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 We got that right.
I think we said Louis Vuitton.
No.
Let me see.
I've been saying Louboutin the whole time.
Louis Vuitton.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Louboutin.
Have I been saying Louis Vuitton?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But then I said, Daisy, I think we're saying Vuitton and Baton. I think it's Louboutin.
Yeah, so it's correct.
Okay.
It's just you.
Come on. Ow.
Correct. The American fast food chain, which has a stylized portrait of the founder's daughter as their logo, is Wendy's.
Get in, Wendy's! Come three. On!
A trawler named the Civic appears on the packaging of which brand of strong menthol
Fisherman's
lozenges?
Fisherman's
Friend.
Oh, my day.
So it's four for four. Have we got five out of five? So the 40 members of Parliament, several members of the royal family, and numerous show business personalities all perished in a fire in which London building in March 2025?
Oh, my days.
James. He's had a pants down.
You're joking, isn't he?
He's God.
On the final question. He's been so trustworthy, so straight laced throughout.
Yeah.
He's put a curveball in there.
What do you
What's
mean?
He
he's,
done?
He's tricked us. It's James? A trick question. They were all waxwork figures.
Madame
Tussauds.
Oh my God.
James!
That man.
James has absolutely breadcrumbed us right to the end just to fuck us over. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
He sat there rubbing his hands together. Rubbing his waxy little hands together. Oh, yes.
James is brilliant.
You like that?
I love it.
You like that?
I love James. Gosh, I want to meet him. And I will meet you, James.
Yeah, you will. In Edinburgh, yeah.
Yeah, going to hang out. He's going to teach
that's
me
why
so
he
much.
Said. That's why he said perished, not killed. Because that's very, very, very clever. But hey, look, that's another four out of five.
Another four out of five.
So we got four out of five, four, five, four, five.
So
four, five, four. 4, 5, 5, 5, 4, 5.
15. Whoa. 13 out of 15.
13 out of 15. That is on our leaderboard, Daisy, you're in the top.
Top five.
Five,
definitely.
I think.
Yeah.
Was it the glasses?
Yeah.
I think it was the glasses.
I think it was.
I think it was definitely I do.
Yeah.
I think, thank God we didn't put Saw.
We're bringing it up again.
I think that was an absolutely excellent display, and I learned a lot about you throughout it. I think
I really did.
Would you be up for giving the quiz a little review for us? We just got a bit of criteria.
We've got some criteria.
It's all right, you can just be honest.
Okay.
We score it out of 10 on a
James. James is a big boy. You can take it. First criteria out of 10: playability.
Playability.
I don't know
what it means. Either.
I don't understand the question.
The more we get on, Well, like, did you feel it was accessible, even if you didn't know the...
It's accessible. Yeah. I would say I'm, like, very average with quizzes, and I feel good about myself.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, yeah.
Yeah, great.
I think you've summarised well what that question
eight?
Is.
Give it an 8.
Yeah, 8 out of 10.
Give it an 8.
Range of questions. Was there a good... You look at it broadly, you're like, okay, yeah, that was a good array of things there.
I don't know how much history
Three
there was
rounds.
There.
I could say... Seven.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, because of the format, it limits them a bit, but, you know, I mean, they've got to put it into
What am I talking about? It was varied.
It was varied.
Just say 10.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Yeah.
Let's go back up to 10.
Yeah, okay.
The thing is, you're the one that's shortening it down to 3 rounds.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. We can't blame the quizmaster.
Exactly. James has got loads in the bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got a limited amount of time because we've been chatting shit.
Final bit of criteria, which we've had a bit of abuse in the YouTube comments about this, of someone saying, stop asking the guests to rate their experience at the end in front of you, because they're obviously going to give a high score because you both sat there. But to that we say, what would you rate your overall experience, Daisy?
So about 1.
There we go.
Finally, some honesty.
Yeah.
Daisy, you've been a fantastic guest. We really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
You've been really, really good.
And a big shout out to James at Home Bar in Edinburgh. You can see his quiz and enjoy it as much as we have every Wednesday at 8 p.m. But for now, Daisy, should we go get another drink?
Yeah, let's
go. Come on then. See you later.
Whee!